Very important. You can't do without it. If you listen to this talks properly, you'll understand exactly what is happening and what is secular education, etc. We first explained about this, our knowledge, which is wahi, which is from Allah Ta'ala. Then dunya's knowledge we had explained. We still didn't come to secular. Normally we refer to dunya's knowledge as secular, but that is the important distinction that we have to make. Dunyawi knowledge and secular knowledge is two complete different things that we have to explain. But before we get there, let us understand that there are three main sources of acquiring knowledge. One is what is called hawasi khamsa, our five senses. What we see this fan with your eyes, a small child, 2 year old. The child is seeing, it's going round, and you tell the child if it's a fan, it hears it. It registers in its mind, now it's got the knowledge, this thing that goes round and makes air is called a fan. But what your five senses, you taste something, it's hot, it's cold, it's sweet, whatever, your taste, etc. The five senses, a person acquires knowledge with that. The other major source of knowledge is the brain. The brain analyzes, puts together, adds, subtracts, works out things, calculates, and it produces knowledge also. That for example, you are driving your car and you see a board with your eyes, stop 200 meters. Now don't think it's just nothing is happening without you realizing great, great things are happening. The eyes have given a message to the brain. There is a stop sign in 200 meters. And the brain works out that it tells the eyes to check the speed you're traveling at. You're traveling at 60 kilometers per hour. The brain works great mathematical calculation to stop in 200 meters when you're driving at 60 kilometers. You have to put so much pressure on your brakes. We think these things are just happening. It's all Allah's great qudrat which is happening. But we don't see the qudrat of Allah, unfortunately. Now, the brain gives a message to the legs. Put so much pressure on the brakes. Next, the eyes see a ball coming across the road. Suddenly. So the eyes gives a message to the brain. A ball has crossed. The brain works out behind the ball there must be a boy that is going to run to catch the ball. So the brain recalculates again and tells how much more pressure you must put on the brake. And you must swerve the steering this way in the right side to avoid the ball, the boy that will be running after it. So that brain is working. That gives us a lot of knowledge also. But hawas-e khamsa, the five senses, and the brains can never give you the knowledge about akhirat. It can give you knowledge about the existence of Allah, and the qudrat and the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Because of that, see the knowledge of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh. He said if a person never met a Nabi, teachings of a Nabi, he grew up in some place, whether in a concrete jungle or whether in a wooden jungle, and he never met anyone who could tell him about Allah, about Deen. But he will be asked on the day of Qiyamah about the existence of Allah and the oneness of Allah. Because with this, every person, we don't use it. Though we have got wahi also, still we don't use our brains to realize and recognize Allah Ta'ala. A person has to use his brains. But we don't use it for this. We use it for small, petty things. For all other things, we are using our brains. In namaz, we are supposed to be thinking of Allah. But in namaz, we're using our brains for some other calculations. In taraweeh, how many people are working? That how many rakats we finish so much in this month? And how many rakats are left still? How many days? All that we are working out in taraweeh, using our brains for that. Brains were not for that. Brains were primarily to recognize Allah. And the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Brains were for that. So, the brain. So, these things, they can tell you about Allah. But we have to please Allah. That is why we have come in this world. We have come in this world to save ourselves from Jahannam and to go to Jannah. We don't realize the purpose and object of why we are here. Like a student, if he comes to madrasa and he's just aimlessly moving around. Somebody asks him, why you came? He says, I don't know why I came. But I'm just here. My father sent me here. And I'm just here. And aimlessly, like a ghost. There aren't any ghosts, but what we have in our mind, ghosts just float around. That person will be floating around. That person, a young boy, the father took him to a shop to go and start work and learn how to work, how to be a salesman, etc. He goes in the shop, but he doesn't know why he's there. He doesn't know he has to learn the work. He's just aimlessly there. Whatever they are selling in the shop, he's just checking, looking around. He's doing nothing. So if a person doesn't know his object, and ask yourself, what is the object of being in dunya? These are small departments, to be in the madrasa, to be in the shop, you are in the house. But why are we in dunya? My whole life, 50, 60, 70 years, whatever Allah has destined for me, what is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? This we hardly think about. And that's the first thing, if you got brains, you have to think about. What am I here for in this world? And we are here for two main purposes, to recognize Allah. If somebody leaves a basket of fruit, first grade fruit, at your door every day, you take it, you swipe it, you eat it up, and you're just enjoying it, but you don't even think, who put it here? I must tell this person, Jazakallah. Every day you're getting one basket of fruit, but you don't even think, who is this giving it to me? Allah, who gave us our eyes, our brains, our existence, who gave us this water, this light, whatever, mountains, seas, everything. When we hardly think, who gave this to me? We are using every split second billions of Allah's ni'mats. The oxygen and the blood flowing in our body, our hearts functioning, our liver functioning, our kidneys functioning, we can't imagine. And billions of things around the world is working for each one of us all the time in the world. We are going to next year, next month, we are going to eat one grape that is going to grow in Cape Town, for example. For that grape, how many people are working on that farm? How many tractors are working? How many trucks are working? How many roads are being made? The delivery of it, all that, so that on that appointed time, you get that grape in your mouth. Allah's Qudrat, for one drop of water that you're going to drink. So all this is Allah's Qudrat, but we don't think of Allah. We are here to recognize Allah. And a person who gets that fruit, and he doesn't even say Jazakallah, he's not a janwar hokar, he's an insan hokar, janwar se kam. He's outwardly a human being, but he's less than an animal also, that he can't even say one thank you. So this is why we are here. And then the real other major thing why we are here, we all have to die. There isn't some single person in the world who have got the faintest idea that I won't die, or that I'm just going to live in this world forever. We have, and when you die, immal adab wa immal raha, Jannah or Jahannam, one of the two will be for you. And we are here to save ourselves from Jahannam and to enter into Jannah. But who of us think of that? We don't even think of it. We think, where I'm going to get my next 500 rand to buy this, where I'm going to get this, where I'm going to get that. We don't think that these are the major things. So for that, hawas e khamsa, our five senses cannot guide us. Our brain cannot guide us. Only one thing is wahi. And that is why, and as I've mentioned a few times, any person who will study Bukhari Sharif, Hidayah and Nurul Anwar, and not only the facts of it, etc., the ibarat and what is written, but the concept and the reasoning behind it, there isn't a fitna in the world which you won't be able to crush and crumble just in a few seconds. There isn't any argument you won't be able to win, but if you study these kitabs. For example, Bukhari Sharif, the first kitab, Kayfa Kana Badul Wahyi Ila Rasulillahi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Badul Wahyi is Mudaf Ilayh. So the first thing is Mudaf, that how did Wahyi start? But in Mudaf Ilayh, the main thing is Mudaf Ilayh, Wahyi. What is Wahyi? That is the thing. Now a person, he has to pay his attention. Not only that, how did Wahyi start, but what is Wahyi? Wahyi is Ilme Ilahi. Allah's knowledge, who is the creator, controller of everything. Khalikus samawati wal ard, Rabbus samawati wal ard. Allah is everything. Wahi is that knowledge, not of your brains. Wahi is the knowledge not of hawasi khamsa, our five senses. Wahi is Allah's knowledge which Allah has sent. So that is the most superior. There can never be any knowledge more. Then you can understand this all secular education, dunya's education is nothing compared to this wahi which Allah has sent. And for our major purpose to know Allah, not only that He exists, His tawheed, but to know Allah in detail. That is ma'rifat. That you can only get from wahi. Otherwise, and Allah introduced Himself in the whole Quran Sharif, wahi. From Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the whole Quran. Tal qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. Allah has introduced Himself. So then you come to know who is Allah. One third of the Quran is devoted to Akhirat. Jannah, Jahannam, Azab of Qabr. So if you study that, you'll be prepared for that. Not for a small little bit of year. You are staying in the madrasa, you have to know where the mess is, you have to know where the dining hall is, dining room, you have to know where the laundry is, you have to know where your classrooms. But if a person makes that the major part of his study, and what he has to study, he doesn't study. He's just worried that the times of the meals in the dining hall, when we have to give clothes in the laundry, when am I, all that he knows properly, but he doesn't study. So dunya's knowledge is like knowing all these things. And the main what you have to study, that is about deen, that you're not studying. You're not preparing for akhirah. You're not preparing, you're not knowing Allah Ta'ala. You're not saying jaza, you're not making shukr to Allah Ta'ala for His ni'mats. You're not singing His praises, etc. You only know about dunya. So if a student comes and he feels, I must come first in class, because I know exactly where the dining hall is, I know exactly what time the food is given, etc. I know the menu for the week properly, that when, which is what is given, I know the laundry times, and he doesn't attend classes. Wait, what is he going to come first in class? So this is dunya's things that we are so concerned about, and the actual things we are not. So wahi is that will give us that, this is that important knowledge. And there is no other way a person can get it besides wahi. So we have to understand what wahi is. And then we can understand this dunya's knowledge is only temporary. It is only to see to our needs of dunya. And whatever we have to eat, we need dunya's knowledge. Then the next thing which is very important for us to know is, we discuss two types of knowledge now. One is our deeni knowledge, which is Quran and Hadith. And then our dunya's knowledge that we explain that Allah Ta'ala wa'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. Allah taught Adam alayhi salam all the things about dunya. You came in this dunya, now you have to eat. When Adam alayhi salam was in Jannat, he was a VVIP. Everything was ready for him. His food, everything. Yeah, in this dunya for one roti, Adam alayhi salam needed 360 things to make one roti. And in today's times, we perhaps need 360 million things to make one roti. So all this dunya's things became necessary, because you were human beings, we're not going to live in the tops of trees, we're not going to live under trees, we need houses, we are human beings, we need clothes, human being, animal, what his birthday suit he was born, whole life it expands with him, and whole life he stays with his one birthday suit, what he was born with. But we have to wear clothes, for summer, winter, different clothes, etc. As we grow, our clothes, the size increases all the time. So we needed all this. So Allah taught all that through Adam alayhi salam, through Idris alayhi salam, particularly through the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. This knowledge came to a takmeel and completion with Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and its final details were finished. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's knowledge was primarily about deen, about tawheed, about akhlaq. The completion of deen Allah made on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Now Allah Ta'ala says the deen, and the deen can be complete only with the knowledge of deen. So it was completed. So this is one and one knowledge. The other is about our dunya, two types. Then this was carrying on. There is also a very important point that we should remember, that dunya's knowledge always was given by the people of deen. Even the Christians, there wasn't universities. There wasn't a separation that deen, madrasas, darul ulooms, maktabs for children, and for dunya, schools, universities, college, there was no difference. All the knowledge was given by the religious people. The Christians also, the Jews also, even the Hindus. All Muslims also. And in fact, in as far as Islam and Muslims are concerned, they were not Darul Ulooms as we got today. Classes separate, masjid separate. It was the halqa of the masjid. The dars used to take place in the masjid. And the halqa of the masjid was everything. Where dunya's knowledge also was imparted, dundin's knowledge was also imparted. And for example, in Darul Ulum Dioban, the last Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Nasir Ahmed Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, his brother, Maulana Bashir Ahmed Khan Sahib, I didn't see him, he passed away just before we went to Dioban. But he was a master in astronomy. The knowledge of astronomy, he was a complete master of it. And nobody could compare with him, even in the world. For not only in India, not only the Muslims, in astronomy nobody could compare. So all this knowledge was given in the halqa of the masjid. Bu Ali Sina, Avicenna, which the West calls, is a product of the halqa of the masjid. There is no other separate that he went to some college or university and he learned. Ibn Haytham, who discovered the laser and the first camera, he made the camera. And he, where did he? Not in a university, not in a laboratory or anywhere. The king of the time, for some reason, had imprisoned him. And he was put under house arrest. In that house arrest, he discovered that with small hole in a small box, how it gathers the light, and laser he discovered. Today, so many things are worked with laser. Whole operations are done from one country and the patient is thousands of kilometers away and they are operating on him. The doctor is sitting there with this laser, they are operating on him. All these were all Muslim inventions. That also we don't, and the main thing, not only that it was Muslim, but it was the product of the masjid. It was the halqa and the ta'lim of the masjid. So that is one very important point also, keep it in mind. That was one education. Then now, inshallah, in our next majlis and gathering of this, we will talk about hopefully two things, or at least one thing, and that is the secular education. Secular education and dunya's education are two worlds apart. They are not the same thing. Today, commonly, we call education which is given in schools, in universities, colleges, secular education. It was this dunya's education which they have made secular. So that, inshallah, we will let you understand that what is secular. And secular is not only in education, secular government. The governments today, almost all in the world, are secular. Only about 30 countries, they call themselves Muslim countries, Muslim governments, but they're not Muslim, we know, unfortunately. And otherwise, there is only one Hindu government in the world, not India. Anyone knows which is a Hindu government? That the constitution is according to Hindu religion. It's Nepal. Nepal is not a secular state. And Italy is a secular state. In Italy, the Vatican, that is now ruled according to Christian, but it's not a country on its own. It's in the country of Italy. Only about 30 governments call themselves Muslim governments. Pakistan government, Bangladesh government, Syria, Jordan, all these places. But they are just in name, it is a Muslim government. So otherwise everyone has become secular. So we have to know the difference between worldly knowledge and secular knowledge. What is this difference? You people have to know this. It's very, very important. Otherwise people confuse you and tell you, you must have matric. Without matric, you can't do anything. You must go to university, then you'll be somebody. Otherwise, you're going to be a nothing. If you don't understand these things, you yourself will be confused. You won't be able to guide other people. If you understand this, you'll easily be able to know yourself and guide others. May Allah guide us to righteousness.